Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show that where we talk about the Akashic Records, where we come from a space in the Akashic Records, and where you are the program. This program is dedicated to you out there who are searching. For those people who really want to understand why they're here, want to understand more about what humanity's doing, want to actually really bring forth more love in their life. And so this program is a labor of love in service to you and in service to the divine. You know, each one of us, as we come into this planet, or on this planet, does have a commitment to assist ourselves and others to remember our divine connection. And what's interesting about that is that there's so many ways of doing that. And that even those that we look at that are doing what we would consider evil or what we would consider wrong are actually mirrors for us in helping us understand and connect with that which is what is divine within us. And so it's really important that we look at from a worldview and from our own personal view of where God, where the divine, where Creator, where Source is showing up in our lives and showing up to prove to us, to hold us, to love us, to embrace us, to mirror back to us what we have, what we don't have, and how we can shift into knowing that all is perfect in our lives. And so for those of you out there who have felt like they've been walking through chocolate pudding this week, I know that sometimes, maybe it's Jell-O, all I know is sometimes the energies are such that you feel like you're walking in slow motion, that it's almost like you're walking in a fog, and you're not exactly sure why you're here or what the next step is, or anything like that. It's like, what am I doing here? And it's not even a thought that is actually articulated that fast. It's really more of a, what am I doing here? And if you were in front of me, it'd be a lot funnier than the way I sound right now. But the idea here is for us to realize that the energies on the planet, and this, by the way, this information is coming directly from the Akasha. This is your message from the Akasha for this week. And I just want you to know that this information, I opened up the records before the program. So this information is coming directly through me for you from the Akashic Records. And so for those of you who have felt this past week like you really were from another planet, or you really were on the outside looking in, and no matter what you did, it was like you couldn't touch yourself or you couldn't touch someone else. What's important to understand is that this past week has been a very pivotal week energetically for this planet. There has been a lot of shifting, and we have actually been bombarded in many cases. Well, the planet itself has been bombarded, but there are individuals on the planet that have felt it more than others. Those who are very sensitive to energies may have been feeling very tired, achy, sad, confused, disconnected. And so if, in fact, you've been feeling this way, I encourage you to call tonight for some comfort. Let the record keepers help you understand what's been going on with you this week. or it's actually been a little bit more than just this week. But if this has been what's been happening in your life, please do call and let us help you understand more about this, these vibrations that you've been feeling. The number to call is, if you're in the U.S., is 877-876-5227. And for the Canadians or for Canada and the U.S., it's 888-815-9756. And if you'd like to dial direct, if you're out of the country, our country code is 01, and you can dial 530-876-3222. So we just want you to know that we have some questions that some listeners have written, have emailed, and you can certainly email me any questions that you would like tonight. I my computer is finally up. It's been very challenging with computers. Again, the last 72 hours have been crazy for my computer. I don't know about yours, but my computer is up, and you can email your question to info@ akashicwisdom.com. Okay. So Natalie sent in some questions, but Natalie, I've got to tell you, if you're listening right now, you just emailed me, darling, and I don't have those questions, so you need to resend those questions to me. So I'm just letting you know that if you would like your questions answered, I don't have them. So you please email them back to info@akashicwisdom.com. Info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. Or you can call the numbers I just gave you. That number is 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S. Or if you want to call direct, it's 530-876-9146. Okay, so as soon as I get those questions from Natalie, I will be happy to see what I can do with them. But the questions that were sent in that we're going to cover tonight are, number one, why are we here? What is the purpose of human life? Here's a few of them. I'm just going to read them all off and see how they show up. Why are we here? What is the purpose of human life? Are there other worlds within our world of consciousness? Do we enter into other dimensions of time and space while we are in the human body? How can we move into our knowing of our own personal truth? And how can we know when we are coming from our ego or our true divine guidance? And we actually were talking a little bit about that last question as we closed the program last night. So I want to pick up with that first as we move forward. And so let me just reiterate that question. And the question is, how can we move into our knowing of our own personal truth? And how can we know when we are coming from ego or our true divine guidance? Okay, so what the record keepers would like us to know is that there is an actual difference in a physical feeling that we have with that. And we have a caller, so I will continue with that after we're done with this call. Hello, caller.
Hi, Dinah. This is Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. It's Donna.
Donna, sorry.
Yes.
Yes, I hope I can remember my question now. I wrote it out very explicitly.
It's still in your email, in your sent emails.
Yeah, I sent an email.
No, I'm saying if you wrote the question down in your sent emails, if you go back to where you sent it from, it would be on that in your sent emails.
Oh, that's true. Well, yeah. I'll do that. But since I'm on the air, I'll see if I can remember it all.
Okay. Double task there.
Right. So I can do it both at once.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Women are supposed to be able to do that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, first thing was I wanted to thank you because I was on your radio show some months ago, and I was given input about a couple of questions, and one was about an upcoming move, relocating to a whole different town and a different state, which I was really wanting to do, but I just couldn't see any way how it was going to happen. But it happened. And,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, and I'm really happy with where I am now. And the other one was about a couple of creative projects that I've been working on that have been coming along. And your teacher, your Akashic teacher, was on your show that night, and I got input from both of you. And
oh,
really
you're talking about Elena Lieberman?
I don't remember her name, but...
Yeah,
whoever,
Elena, uh-huh.
Yeah, right. She was wonderful.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Good, good. You know, it's good when I get feedback like this, because sometimes you sit here and think like you're talking to yourself. And when we talk to callers like yourself, and you call back and say, hey, this worked, it just kind of concretizes the fact that we're truly doing a service to humanity, and that's really nice. Thank you for your feedback.
Oh, sure, absolutely. My new questions are about different subjects than my last ones were. And the first one is about, they're all related, but the first one is about something that happened to me. I guess it was more than a year ago, or maybe within the year. I was getting ready to take a nap, and I was in sort of a semi-conscious state, and I suddenly started receiving a transmission, sort of, or you could say it was like a voice in my head, because I really got the feeling that it was a voice of someone that I knew, and I didn't hear it audibly, but I heard it in my mind, and it was the voice of a man who had been a spiritual teacher of mine and who had passed over several years previously. And I will just call him C. And he said that his son, who was also a friend of mine in a spiritual context, was going to be coming back into my life, although we hadn't seen each other in probably 20 years, and that he was going to want me to tell him more about our soul group. His father and he and I all belong to the same soul group, and it seems that one of my life's missions has been to meet people in my soul group and identify them and research into our history and try to figure out what we're going to do in our future on the earth. And the father's mission was about starting intentional communities. And my dream has been to belong to an spiritual intentional community comprised of members of my soul group. And it seemed that possibly this man's son was going to maybe help me do that if he came back into my life. And another thing is that the father has incarnated into another body on earth, and I know who he is. He's still a very young man. But he doesn't know who I am, but I know who he is, and I think he's going to continue with that same mission of making models for spiritual community. And so I'm wondering if perhaps his son and I will be connecting with him again in his new life to be working on this same thing. And the other part of it is I'm just turning 60, and I have a lot of physical issues. I have a disability, and I've been leading a pretty sedentary life, so it's hard for me to imagine that I'm going to be getting so active again. But the father told me that the son was going to be helping me heal so that I would be able to become more active and do some of these things, because I was actually beginning to think it might be time for me to leave this body and come back in a new one, so I would be more able to be effective in my purpose. So that about sums it up. I just wanted to know if I could get some feedback on that.
Sure. Well, first of all, Natalie, what's really important here is for you to understand that you are actually living in a what they're saying is in an unlimited state, no matter how you think you're limited, and actually this is an important message for all of us listening here, is that we are actually in an unlimited state based on our abilities purely to contact the world via the internet. In other words, like, it's not just, in other words, like, once the internet has come forward, your ability to move far and wide across the, from one end of the universe to another is no longer limited by your physical travels. So it's really important that you understand that you are in an unlimited state as to how things can happen. And whether you know anything about the internet or how it works or whatever, that's not the issue here. But what they're showing me is that we as humans, and you specifically, since you're asking this question, we have to look at the internet as a way of understanding what our personal, they're using the word psychic in a way that means not psychic future so much as psychic is energetic. Our abilities to reach out energetically to others is no. We have to really maintain that knowing that we are unlimited. So it's, first of all, it's very important for you to understand that it's never, that you are not to worry about the how. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
It's don't even think about the how, and the fact that you would be able to impact others. And encourage them to move into an intentional community or move into an intentional state is the key here. The intention that they're talking about has to do with an intention of a mind-body-spirit connection, and that your physicality is the perfect your physical challenges are the perfect place, or the perfect, I have to wait for the word for a minute, proving ground for the healing that can be done when the time is right. Now, what's also important for you to understand is that there are more than one. There is more than one individual that's going to come forward to assist you in shifting your energetic being. It's almost like what they're showing me is that you have more than one person that is helping you lift various imprints from your being to create a more pure state of knowing for yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
I mean, do you understand what that means for you?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So.
Okay, the reason I ask that is because I get this stuff, and I don't know. I want to make sure that you understand it, and if you don't, you need to ask me, or tell me to go deeper, or if you don't understand completely, because, again, this is not my stuff. This is stuff that's coming from the records for you.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think it's just becoming more free from doubt, from self-doubt,
yeah.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so the other piece is as far as the younger man that your teacher has reincarnated into
uh-huh.
That being would be served by your education from helping him understand who he is in this lifetime, not who he was.
Yeah, I've got that message already, yeah.
It's very important that if there is a connection there, he not try to live up to or be who he was. This is a new adventure. It's like a continuation, an expansion of who he was, and understanding who he was is actually not important right now in his learning.
Would it be an impediment if he knew?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he would try to live up to it and try to fit into that mold rather than being who he is and expanding who he is.
Yeah, I got that same message from another source also.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's very important that
they keep my big mouth shut.
Well, because the other piece is that it would not serve him to try and be something that he isn't, because he left that life.
Yeah.
He's come into a new life to experience new things.
Well, he's a different person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A different person, different parents, different everything.
Yeah.
Okay? And so allow his challenges to be what they are. At the same time, the agreement that you are here while he is reincarnated again has to do with you being willing to help guide him in a way that he can blossom.
Is it his mission in this life to continue with the quest for building intentional community?
Well, that would be that, and there was like a, it's really not, Natalie, you need to understand that I'm saying this as gently as possible.
Uh-huh.
It's none of your business.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The reason that's coming forth is because it's not important that you know what his purpose is. And from a records point of view, I couldn't find out what his purpose is for you because, number one, I don't have his permission. And number two, I don't open people's records without their permission.
Okay, right.
Okay,
what I should have said was, I guess if I ask the question differently, I guess what I just wanted to know was, should I be encouraging him
I understand what your question is here. Let me feed this question back for you. See, because I have a feeling, I'm going to tell you the questions the record keepers are coming forth, and then you say, oh, yeah, that's what I really want to know.
Yeah.
If it is, and if it isn't, then we'll massage it.
Yeah.
The question that's coming forward is what is my contract with this person?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah. So again, as it relates to you, this is not as it relates to him, as it relates to you, your contract with this individual, all right,
uh-huh.
has to do with your assisting and expanding his consciousness so that he is able to understand who he truly is in his definition.
Okay.
So the idea is that as you work with this person, it's really about being in the fullness of who you are, to be able to encourage him and allow and model for him to be in the fullness of who he is.
Okay.
And that will create the path that would be appropriate.
Okay.
And more will be revealed as
time goes on.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Because again, if you say, "Is this who he is?" and "Am I supposed to do this?" that limits you.
Yeah.
It keeps you on a narrow path rather than expanding you to a wide road where you have many ways to go and many ways to explore.
Okay. Well, what about my contract?
He's here to teach you as much as you're here to teach him.
Uh-huh.
That what I'm hearing is your contract with him is for you to help him, but your request of him is also for him to teach you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What about my contract with his son?
You're the teacher's original son.
Yes.
Talking about that.
The son who was his son in his last life, yeah.
Right, right.
The younger man.
Right. And that contract has to do with you being willing to be patient to be contacted.
Patient to be contacted?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There was like... And the contact might not come specifically from him. It may come roundabout. Or the idea here is putting yourself in a position to receive.
A position to what?
To receive.
To receive, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the idea here is that you have similar missions, and by by moving into your what you believe is your heart's mission, you will then move with him. Then you'll come together when it's appropriate.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Okay. Very
All
good.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. What part of the country are you living in again?
I'm in Arkansas right now.
Oh, you're in Arkansas. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, again, what you want to do for your work, it would be helpful for you to consider, and I understand that you're limited in a variety of ways, but please talk to me offline. It would be really helpful for you to understand how to work with the records based on your work.
Oh, I would love to know how to do that.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I give workshops all over the country, and I go where I'm called.
Uh-huh.
So feel free to talk to me offline about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that would be important for you.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be.
Yeah. And that's why you're drawn to this, by the way.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. So, again, if you want to email me your contact information, I'd be happy to give you a call.
Okay, thank you.
All right?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling, Natalie.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Well, that was a wonderful conversation with Natalie, and hopefully you, my listeners, my other listeners, got something out of that because, you know, it's important for us to understand that our contracts with other people, we need to know what our contract is with that person, but what their contract is for us, or with us, may never be apparent unless they know and they tell us. We can only deal with what's happening from our perspective. And that actually plays right into the question that we were talking about before Natalie called, from how can we move into our knowing of our own personal truth, and how can we know when we are coming from ego or true divine guidance. So exploring that concept here, what's really important when we're talking about knowing our own personal truth is there's a sense of calmness, a feeling of centeredness, of connectedness when we're working with our own personal truth. And if we're not working with our own personal truth, if we feel a bit anxious or we're feeling a tightness around our throat or a tightness around our solar plexus or a heaviness in our hearts, those are some of the physical sensations that we would know that we are not coming from our own personal truth. Because when you're coming from your own personal truth, there is only peace. Even if the truth is not what you want it to be, There's a knowing, a deep knowing that is within you. It's a confidence. And we may not always like what we get, but it's always there. The other piece about divine guidance is divine guidance is always loving. It is never critical. Always loving, never critical. Okay. We have another question that just came forward. And the question, I would love to have your current legal name. I think it would be Becky, but the question is, it would be interesting to know if any of my current family members or friends are incarnations of ancestors, and would this be something we could know or even should know? Great question. And the following comment is, actually, I'm not even sure this would be helpful. It might just seem too strange. What do you think? Also, I'm curious to know if any of my parents or grandparents' ancestors are currently are among my guides, and might our spiritual guides continue to be our guides at the same time they are reincarnated on Earth or another plane? In other words, might my recently deceased mother continue to be in contact spiritually even as she is off on a new adventure? Well, Becky, I'm going to answer the last one first because that's going to be the one that's what you really want to know. The other questions, although they're interesting, we can cover it in a more general way for people. And is there a caller on the line? I thought there might be. Okay. So here's, let me just explain to you about your mom. And I want to preface this by saying I'm not a medium. This is not, I'm not contacting those who are going beyond. This is a records question. There's a difference in vibration between mediums, psychic mediums, or people who work with the Akasha. All the different modalities have different vibrations and frequencies. And so what the information I'm receiving about, and I hope I've got the right name of Becky, Becky's mom here, is that she definitely is with you. Because when you're in spirit, once a being can cross over, they have a more an easier ability to truly be in two places at one time. We in body actually do that as well. So it's not unusual for us in our physicality, for example, that we are here, but there's only a part of us that are here. There's only a part of our consciousness that is in being inhabited by this physical body. There are other parts of our consciousness, because there's no way that our total consciousness and energy and beingness of who we truly are could ever be encased in the constriction of a body. So there's so much more to us than what we bring into the physicality. So that we are at all times at different places, at different planes and different dimensions and at different levels of consciousness. That's why we access higher selves, our higher selves, our inner beings, and we're able to, again, access the Akashic records or access different realms, because there's only a part of us that is constricted into the body. And so with your mom, What's happening here is there's a lot of healing going on. There's a lot of healing going on, not only between you and she, but also, it's, again, this I'm just giving you what the records are giving me here, is that she has, it's almost like, a whole new world has opened up to her. It's almost like she was sleeping when she was in body, and now she's awake in spirit. And that's really important that we all get that. There are some of us that walk around and we really do understand the magnificence of our entire beingness, and although there's only so much we're able to comprehend. In this particular case, this lady is now so much more awakened to who she is and what's possible now that she's on the other side. And it's really important that you understand that the encouraging nature, and that your expansion of love is what's really going to be important for you. And so please understand, and this is for everyone out there, that any type of guidance that you receive from the other side is only loving. Should you decide, or should you receive any kind of guidance that is critical, that challenges you in a negative way, that really puts you in a space or a feeling of less than, those are lower energies that you're working with, and they are not divine guidance. And should you encounter that, it would be very important that you understand that that's not to be listened to. It's not said to scare you, it's not said to upset you. It's just that at that point, you really want to say that and ask that only beings of light be allowed around you, and for you to understand that anything else needs to go to the light. And just imagine an angel coming and transmuting that energy. So I want to just get back to Becky's question. I think it's Becky. I'm going to call you Becky. Beck 7 here. The idea of understanding who your current family members or friends, if they're, who they are, what would be important to understand is more of a knowing of a connection rather than knowing of a specific. Clearly, when you work in the records, you can ask how you were, in what lifetimes you existed together. From more of a recreational point of view, a recreational knowing. However, as what was said before, each lifetime stands on its own. And so it's important that whatever information you want to ask of spirit, that you understand what the intention of that information is behind it. So what would you actually do with that information, and how would it serve you if you were to know that? Okay, so again, the comment is, you're not sure if it would be helpful. It might just seem too strange. Again, it depends on what do you really want to know and why. So that's what's the important piece here. And again, our ancestors and our soul groups that we travel in and reincarnate with each other on a regular basis, because we're all part of the same soul group or the same tribe in various areas. And there are many soul groups, many tribes, soul tribes on the planet, off the planet. And our soul groups can also have extraterrestrial beings within our soul group. It doesn't necessarily just have to be, quote-unquote, humanoids, if you will. So we are a composite, and our soul groups have a composite of different beings that are a part of us because we are so multidimensional. That's why, in certain cases, we'll be drawn and interested in certain parts of spirituality, and other parts just don't interest us at all. It's not because we don't want to know. It's because our soul group is more focused on one area than another. And so that's really important for you to understand and know that when you work with the Akashic Records, it's like opening up God's great library. It's as I've mentioned before, it's like the ultimate search engine, you know, powered by the divine. And so the idea here is being able to ask whatever questions you need and get some viable answers is what you're going for. Now, what's really important for you to understand is that, and for those people who are possibly just tuning in, the Akashic Records, as you've heard me say before, are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, every word, every deed are registered in the Akasha, because every thought, every word, every deed are all carry vibration and frequency. And so that's because we are all made up of vibration and frequency, that's what's not captured, but that's what flows through and is held in the Akasha. And I just want you to understand that vibration and frequency is not necessarily, quote-unquote, captured anywhere. What happens is that vibration and frequency flows through and is imprinted and then continues on. So that's an interesting... I want you to just kind of think about that. That's kind of an interesting concept, if you will. Okay, so I just want to give you our numbers again if you happen to be streaming and you don't know how to call. Yeah, we'd like you to call at 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. And if you're in Canada, you can call 888-815-9756. Or if you want to call direct, you can call 530-876-3222. Now, let's just kind of go back. I lost my computer connection here, my internet connection. Let me get back to that. So I'm not sure if that answered your question, Becky, or not. I really do better if I can hear you, but that's a great question, and I hope that was helpful for you. Just as an FYI, you know, you can talk to your mom at any time. She's only a thought away. So whenever you want to have a conversation with her, you certainly can. Okay, back to our other questions. So let's start out with the other question that we were talking about in the very beginning, is the questions were, why are we here? What is the purpose of human life? Are there other worlds within our world? And do we enter into other dimensions of time and space while we are here, while we are in the human body? And we actually just kind of talked about that, that even though we are in a physical body now, we actually have access to many other dimensions and consciousnesses. And so by moving into a space of knowing, I want to recommend a book to you. You know, Dr. Richard Bartlett's work of matrix energetics is very, very important work. So if you have not looked at his website, I truly encourage you to do so. Again, it's matrixenergetics.com. Because what Dr. Bartlett teaches is how to work with the matrix energy, and you can drop into different areas and different dimensions when you're working with this transformational energy work. Also, when you work with the Akashic Records, you're able to, in some cases, actually see the different dimensions of what's available and what's here, because there are so many different probabilities and possibilities for our life path that will give us the same soul's intention of experience. It never has to be, quote-unquote, only one way. So if there are times where you feel you are moving in a space where you feel that you want to shift and you're not sure if you should or not, feel free. Feel free to move into a space of being willing to receive. That's what's important. Move into a space of being willing to receive. And if you're wondering, how do I move into a space of being willing to receive? The first way that you can move into a space of being willing to receive is not only to move into a space of gratefulness, but also by being willing to move into a space of surrender. There comes a time where we have to learn just to let go and not push the river. So important. And that's so important whether you think you're procrastinating, whether you think things are getting tough and you have to work harder or you have to push harder. At that point is when you really need to sit back, relax, and let go. Because anything that is hard and doesn't flow easily, you really need to look at who's doing the pushing. Because when it's spirit-driven, it literally just flows. It's effortless. It just moves. The information comes. And if you're in a space where you feel that you are blocked and you're not sure how or why you're being blocked in what you're doing, that would be a perfect time to call for a consultation. So you could certainly call me privately if that's something that would be helpful to you. And my private number is 216-691-1233. And my website is akashicwisdom.com, but you can also receive all my information on the BBS, under the BBS information on the program. All my contact information is there. And I'd like to just also mention that I'm right now in the process of considering bringing guests onto the program. So if you are out there and you have a product or a book that you think would be beneficial or a concept or there's something you feel would be beneficial that you would like the world to know about, I am actually considering having guests on the program and moving forward in that point. So if that's of interest to you, you can certainly email me here at bbsradio.com, or you can email me at info at akashicwisdom.com or call me directly at 216-691-1233. Yeah. I'm thinking that the reason why I wanted to do some guests is I have a whole list of people that I have to call, but I'd like to be able to book myself up, and if this would be important for you, if you feel what you have to offer would be helpful for my listeners, I would really like to hear from you. What I know about my work here is that this information is getting out to a lot of people, and it's changing lives. And I would love to have you be a part of that work of changing people's lives with me. So call me, and let's see if we can work something out so that you can be on the program and you can help humanity as well. All the programs on BBS Radio, by the way, are extremely helpful to those people who are called to listen to them. And I was just talking to Don Newsom, who is the one of the owners of BBS, and we're going to have him on the show hopefully soon. So that should be an interesting program. Can't wait for that. Okay, back to our questions. Why are we here? So, this question has been asked over and over again, and there's been many, many spiritual teachers that have tried to answer, why are we here? What was the purpose of humans on the planet? You know, if you ever watch the Discovery Channel or any of those channels that have, I'll be with you in just a second, caller. If you ever watch any of those channels, you'll see all the different species that are on this planet. And you wonder, what is the purpose of all those wonderful plants and animals and insects and microbes and amoebas and all those things? And each one has a purpose. There's not one living being on this planet that doesn't have a purpose. And we'll go into that a little deeper after we talk to this caller. Hi, caller.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. Where are you calling from?
My name's Lynn. I'm from Montana.
Montana. Oh, beautiful state, Montana. Arkansas is beautiful too, Natalie. Just want you to know. But Montana. Oh, yes. My daughter actually and her husband took their honeymoon in Montana.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It was a little bit offbeat. Most people go to Hawaii or the Caribbean, and they went to Montana. But they loved it, and it was the greatest time. So how can I help you, Lynn?
Yes, you were just mentioning if someone had a product, book, or service that you would maybe consider working with, and I was planning actually to start my own host program on BBS next week.
Oh, great. Well, good. What are you going to be talking about?
Talk with you. I channeled the soul activation process, and it's a five-step process, and it uses breath work and quieting and inner guidance and direct connection with source.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Do you have a book or something on this?
Yeah, it's my third book, and it's to help people let go, really, and let God and work with the Holy Spirit realm, Holy Communion, direct connection to astral travel, time travel, and the soul internet, intergalactic source.
Oh, that's great. Now are you going to have a program on BBS Radio next week, did you say, or are you just thinking about it?
Well, I'm supposed to be getting started, I guess, next Saturday at 1 p.m. I'll start twice a month, but I'm willing to, come on with you too, and there's just so much, it seems like, to do to get it out there, to get people activated, open, and directly connected. That's, I just wrote a note about Holy Communion. That's really what Holy Communion is direct connection with the Holy Spirit realm, to invoke the light and love energy, let go, and work directly with, the Holy Spirit realm and the light being. So,
Here's what I would love to see is first of all, I'd love to talk to you offline so that we could really do a nice promotion for you.
Okay.
And then see how we can work it so that you have a either a whole program or part of a program just for you, So you, I talk to you, and we can get your work out there.
Okay.
I would love to do that. That'd be great.
Oh, I would love it.
Sure, and you know, we are here at BBS. We want to help each other. That's important. That's real important. So if you could, you know, either email me your contact information so I can call you directly.
Okay.
Or you could easily call me, and it's like, you know, but if you go up on my information on the BBS, you know, where the show's information is, my telephone number and email is up there too.
Okay, I had info at Akash, wisdom, is that .com or .net?
It's .com, it's Akashic.
Akashic, oh, I'm
not. Yeah,
sorry.
Akashic.
Yeah,
it sounds
like
we're doing something similar, and I would love to be able to talk to you about it and see where the similarities and where we differ, and because each person draws the perfect people to them.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's Akashic Wisdom. It's AKASHIC.
Okay.
Wisdom.com. Or again, my phone number is 216-691-1233.
Great.
And I'm in Eastern Time. And so, so you're in Mountain Time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, sure.
You're in Eastern Time?
Yes, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's great. I would, you know, have you listened to my program before?
Oh, I cut it, and I heard there was an opening, and I just heard, caller.
There you go. See, it's good to listen to the guidance. That's what you have to do. That's good.
Well,
that's great, because, you know, depending, and there was like, we could, you know, we'll have a good time. We'll have a good time and see how we can help you.
Okay, and I have a website if you want to look at it real quick before you call or I call you, or what should I do?
Sure. What's your website?
Angel Encounters with an
S. Okay.
Angel Encounters with an S .net.
Okay.
So, when should I get back with you?
Well, give me a call tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Is there a special time or anything?
If you just call with your information, I'm happy to, you know, call you back. I've got appointments most of the day, but I can call you in the evening.
Okay, thanks.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you take care, Lynn, and welcome to BBS.
Thank you. Oh, okay.
All right, honey. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Isn't that exciting? We're going to have another new host on our program, on our list of wonderful people to spread the word of love. And that's what BBS is all about. BBS Radio is, boy, I'm so glad you're listening. This program is about you, my listeners. And I know it's getting time for me to say bye. But I just want to say, first of all, that it's you who listen that makes it possible for me to do this. If this program has impacted your life, or if you just enjoy listening, I would love to hear from you. I'm actually gathering testimonials right now for my website. So if that's something that you would like to share about the fact that you've listened and it's helped you, I would just love to have you email me about what it's done for you, or why you like it, or even why you like BBS. That's okay. So, again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I would just love to talk to you. So I hope this week is a great week for you. We're going to have to close the records now, and we're going to move on. We have other questions that we can cover, and please feel free to email your questions during the week with an Ask the Akasha title in the title zone. And again, my name is Donna Fox. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom. And so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show of July 13th, 2008 by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you would all join me in saying amen. Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful, blessed, miracle-filled week. Bye-bye.